Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention formally nominated Joe Biden as the party's candidate in November presidential election on this, the second night of the virtual convention because of the coronavirus pandemic. A sizable number of delegates also voted for Senator Bernie Sanders. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton on Tuesday doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus crisis as he made a case for voters to pick Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris, in the November election. Former President Jimmy Carter also delivered remarks Tuesday calling on the nation to opt for a Biden presidency. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Biden's wife and political advisor, Jill Biden, scheduled to speak Tuesday evening as well. Vice presidential candidate Harris speaks on tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and Biden accepts the nomination formally on Thursday. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, you can visit our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. As always, we have continuing coverage right here on our network. Via remote, for more news, we invite you to join us at VOA News. And by remote, this is VOA News. Breaking developments out of Mali,